average age of entry into prostitution in the U.S. is, like you said, 12 to 14 years old. These are vulnerable kids, and they find themselves in compromising situations, usually due to problems in their home life or other variable factors that allow them to be vulnerable, lack of self-esteem, so forth and so on. And you see the same cases over and over again in terms of different cases, but the same story.
Now here in Los Angeles, are there certain pockets or certain communities where this is rampant?
There is a street language that's used for where girls will prostitute on the streets, and they're called tracks. And there are specific tracks in Los Angeles where girls will be known to walk the streets.
And where are those exactly?
There's various different ones. There's one on Figueroa, there's one on Sepulveda, there's one on Western. So there are various different areas, and it will depend on how the police enforcement is in those areas. If they're hot, meaning like are the police out enforcing those areas more, or are they in different parts of the city? The law enforcement can't be everywhere all the time. So they'll find the places that have cooled off, move the girls around. They move them from city to city. They don't stay in the same city. They move them in a circuit.
Now, can you talk a little bit about this idea of slavery? Because I think that's a really important comparison that people don't necessarily understand when talking about child sex trafficking.
This is the best illustration that I usually give for people in terms of the U.S. sex trafficking versus overseas sex trafficking. We look at a 13-year-old girl in a brothel in Bangkok very differently than we look at a 13-year-old girl working the streets in Compton or Detroit, Toledo, name a city in the U.S. There's no difference between those two girls. The girls in the United States are under the control of a pimp or a trafficker, and they are beaten, abused, mentally, physically, just like those girls are overseas.
Is it that we just don't want to believe that this is happening on our own shores?
Yeah, I think that there is a idea that this can't be happening in my neighborhood. It's okay when it's overseas because it's different, it's over there, that's where it happens, but not in my backyard. We think that the girls overseas don't have a choice. We think that the girls in the United States have a choice. We think that the girls in the United States can go up to law enforcement, they could tell somebody, they could get out. But these traffickers tell these girls, I know where your family lives, I know where your sister lives, I know where your mother lives. If you go, I will kill your family. It's the same type of language that's used with girls around the world.